The University of California system and the state's community colleges have reached an agreement that's expected to lead to more community college students transferring to UC campuses. Under the deal, a student who completes a yet-to-be-determined set of courses with a specific GPA will be guaranteed admission into a UC school, although it may not be the student's first choice. Jacob Jackson joins me to talk about this. He's a research fellow at the Public Policy Institute of California. And Jacob, has this been a problem in the past that community college students in California maybe wanted to go to a UC school but couldn't afford it or there wasn't space for them?
So yeah, there are several pathways to get into the UC right now. But of the 32,000 transfer applicants to the UC in 2017, about a quarter were turned away, about 7,500 were turned away. So the new guarantee is designed to help reduce that number.
How are the UC schools handling this in terms of making sure they have space for them and making sure that there's financial aid, if needed, available for these students?
So as a part of the 2015 budget deal with the governor, the UC decided that it would try to attain a 2-to-1 ratio of freshman to transfer entrants at each of their campuses system-wide. That means for every 2 freshman students who enter the university, they want to enroll 1 transfer student as well. And the universities have made progress toward this, with most at or approaching this 2-to-1 level. But UC Santa Cruz, UC Riverside, and UC Merced lag behind. These campuses already admit well over the 2-to-1 ratio. So they probably need more transfer students at these schools to bring them up to the 2-to-1 level that the UC wants to be at system-wide.
Are there certain campuses within the UC system that are more desirable for transfer students?
We do notice there are differences in application rates and enrollment rates at some of these campuses. So, for instance, the 3 campuses I mentioned, Santa Cruz, Riverside, and Merced, these campuses already admit over half their applicants, but fewer than 1 in 4 of those admits currently enroll. We call that the yield rate. So there are campuses with better yield rate than others. UCLA and UC Berkeley historically have had higher yield rates. They're more desirable campuses perhaps to go to.
So does that mean then that under this new guarantee system, students, even if they maybe want to go to UCLA or UC Berkeley, they might instead be admitted to transfer into UC Santa Cruz, UC Merced, one of those schools?
Right. And right now we have a similar guarantee for freshmen. California has a program called eligibility in the local context. And that's where if you're in the top 9% of your class, your graduating class in high school, it makes you eligible for admission somewhere in the UC. And it does guarantee you'll be admitted to somewhere in the UC. Any of the 9 undergraduate campuses fall into this somewhere in the UC, but not necessarily a first choice. So just for an example, in 2017, the UC turned away over 10,000 applicants from their first choice schools and redirected them to UC Merced, which was the UC's newest campus and the campus with the most space. And very few actually took up the offer to enroll there.
Do you have a sense of what the conversations were like in the higher education community in California as far as the need for a program like this and sort of what each system had to give and had to get to make this work?
So I do know that the kind of focus of this was two-sided. One is to increase access to a 4-year college degree in California, and the other side was to ensure a proper academic preparation at the community college. So I think the agreement was supposed to help both sides of that coin. We do rely pretty extensively on our community college system in California.
Is this seen as something that might make the community colleges even more appealing, knowing that if you get a certain GPA and are in a certain course of study, that you will get automatic entrance into a UC school?
I think this is designed to increase access, and the idea that you can, in fact, guarantee yourself a spot at the UC might induce more students to transfer. Right now, transfer rates are relatively low. About 10% of entering students in 2006, 2007 ended up transferring within 6 years by our most recent estimate. But the community college serves many missions. Not everybody goes there in order to transfer. Some go there just to get work skills. Some go there in order to get an associate's degree or a certificate. So it's not clear that all those students were intending to transfer, but surely there are more students who might be on the cusp of wanting to transfer, and this guarantee might push them in that direction.
Has there been any concern raised that if enough students take advantage of this program, that the UC schools might not have space for all of them, that maybe the GPA might have to be raised a little bit to sort of admit fewer students, or are folks fairly confident that they'll be able to accommodate the number of students who want to do this?
So this is a good question, and part of this agreement, part of this understanding, is based on the fact that should the money be there and should the space be there, that this program will work out. And it's not clear what exactly is meant by that. If we suffer another recession, plans may change for all I know. But the outline is pretty clear that they're counting on the state to provide adequate funding for this.
All right. Jacob Jackson is a research fellow at the Public Policy Institute of California. Jacob, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks.